temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
Well, we go to the bottom of the 17th in a 3-3 ball game.
Baseball is truly America's pastime. I love it. I don't know.
Let us know exactly why you're up at this hour.
Baseball makes me happy.
What are you doing?
Urge to kill rising.
Good sources tell ESPN, Horford and the Celtics both have interest in working towards a new deal in July.
Al is the most important player on the Celtics team.
There's not many Al Horfords out there, right? If there were, those teams would be in the Eastern Conference finals.
Sure, be concerned that you might lose your guy.
I would give my good friend Al Horford some advice.
Yep.
Leave.
2 hours later.
Al Horford not exercising his $30.1 million option for next season. Sources say Horford and the Celtics do not believe they can agree on a new deal.
Blame Lou Malone.
I want to thank you guys for your support this season.
You don't replace an Al Horford.
Go Celtics!
Right now.
In a nothing-nothing game, let's toss it back to Casey in the studio.
I'm stupid. You're smart. I was wrong. You were right. You're the best. I'm the worst.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Well, that Celtics roster is really shaping up, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It looks good.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
So we said,
I'm thinking fireworks on the 4th of July. It's soon. It's coming soon. I'm waiting for fireworks.
I can't wait for the sparklers. Rebuild. Like, I can't wait to see where this heads, right? God. Because they got all these assets.
Oh.
And I can't wait to see what Danny, how he makes everything work.
Oh,
you know, I feel like it's like deja vu.
Now, this is radio fireworks.
Yeah. You know, like about 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Yep.
How's it all going to work?
Yeah.
You know what? They got a shot of getting Al Horford. You know the kid down in Atlanta?
Yeah.
They got a shot of bringing in a big-time
Kevin
free
Durant,
agent.
Too.
Okay, and with Isaiah, I think they can win. I think they can win a championship. You know, with Isaiah Thomas, if they can somehow sign Al Horford, you know, and I know they got that third pick. I don't know who they're going to draft. I think Marcus Smart's a great player. I know it's year one, but I think his shot's really going to develop, and I think Marcus Smart could be an elite player in this game offensively. Yeah, I feel like I'm right back into like a 4 or 5 years ago conversation, aren't we?
Yeah.
Isn't exactly where we're at? Turn.
It's Groundhog Day. So we're just watching the same thing all over
rewind
again.
Rewind like 5 years ago and play it all.
Yeah, and the Green Teamers will get all excited, and Gilroy will get on it, take the same old callers, and they'll say the same old stuff, and you'll get absolutely nowhere. And if you watch all the national shows today, everybody's looking back at this thing saying, how did all of this happen in the course of 1 year? One year ago, the Celtics were looked at as the favorites in the Eastern Conference. They were the team that was going to take over now that LeBron was in the West. They were going to be the team that was going to be the perennial championship contender out of the East.
They still are.
No, they're not.
But also, you're talking about a perfectly executed, you know, philosophy that was suddenly looking like it was going to bear fruit. Right, like you were, like Danny Ainge, you know, from, you know, so shipping all those guys off to Brooklyn and starting all over again and hiring a new coach and going through the motions, getting rid of Rondo, kind of like building this team, right? Just how we wanted it.
Perfect.
And now you're right back where you started
With less.
Well, the good news for
Danny and for the whole crew over there, Wick and everybody else, is I still think a lot of the fans out there are in denial. They keep on thinking this is going to be a pretty good team.
Good news for you this morning.
Exactly. Everybody thinks it's going to be good. And I'm sitting here going, exactly what Lou's saying. You're just taking us back 4 years ago.
That's all
we're starting all over again.
Yep.
If anybody thinks this thing's turning around quickly, you're out of your mind.
And I'm going to go here because I'm going to save you from doing it, Glenn. Because as far as like the praising Danny Ainge,
I'm ready to go.
Are you going the other way?
Yeah, are you ready to go with your boy?
Oh, I like it. Let me go first, and then you can go. Because I've heard a lot of people in revisionist history. You know, I hate when people do that because I don't remember too many people critical of Danny Ainge when they didn't when Kawhi Leonard went to Toronto.
Right. They weren't.
Do you remember people in the streets saying how Danny Ainge screwed this thing up? He's got all the assets. How the hell can you miss out on Kawhi Leonard? I didn't hear anyone in this city. I don't know if there was an article written or if anyone on the radio said anything of the like. Anything.
If I voted in the poll, I would have voted for Danny Ainge.
Okay, so now here we are, and one of the criticisms of Danny Ainge, he dropped the ball when and Kawhi Leonard. Is that so? Oh, he didn't use these assets earlier? He should have used it for who? Like, for who? For Jimmy Butler? Because that was a name. For Paul George? Like, who are you going to use him for? Kawhi Leonard? So, you know, what he was doing was the plan was working. It was for Anthony Davis. But unfortunately, you invested in a guy in Kyrie Irving. You looked at the talent, and you found out what the human being was. And because of that, you took the loss. And he has completely blown this thing up. Because now Anthony Davis isn't going to come here. He doesn't want to come here.
He's not.
So he was saving those assets for that guy.
Right.
And it didn't work. So what if he traded away and got Kawhi Leonard? With Kawhi, does his team win the championship?
Maybe.
Or do they disappoint again?
I don't know.
And then Kawhi walks. And then we're going to be screaming. I can't believe he traded away assets for Kawhi Leonard. Look at that deal that the Lakers just gave up for Anthony Davis. We could have topped that. If he didn't trade away all those pieces for Kawhi that just walked, we could have got Anthony Davis. No, he did everything right. Unfortunately, in the NBA, you're dealing with these types of players who decide whatever the hell they want, and they screwed him. I'm not critical of Danny Ainge. He did everything correct. He just couldn't pull the last one off, and it's because he had two douches. That's why. Right. Now, are you going to agree on him?
Yeah. Here's your typical sports talk show host who's sucking up to Danny Ainge.
Oh,
I hate
God.
Those guys. I can't stand
God.
Them.
Hold on. I can't wait. I can't wait to
can't
see
stand
what this sounds like. Go ahead. Go at your
this
boy.
Is this is
go at your boy.
No.
Explain to us why your boy screwed up.
And listen, this is going to be so fake.
Yeah.
Because he wants to go after him, but he knows he's going to come off in a way where he's going to end up praising him anyway.
Passively, aggressively compliment him.
Let's tweet this out. I want Danny to listen. Because I want Danny to hear this.
Yeah,
the big O, Glenn Ordway, is about to shred you. Go ahead.
Everything you just said was accurate, Lou, except one problem.
What?
We're in the results-oriented business, okay? That's what Danny Ainge is in.
Glenn.
So it's the outcome at the end. So everything you said is correct.
Yeah.
So he makes that deal with Brooklyn. He gets all of those picks. He's turning the assets around, so he's in a perfect position to get a superstar. Isaiah Thomas, wonderful player. Matter of fact, I wouldn't be surprised if they bring him back for entertainment purposes. You got to entertain the Green Teamers. Put him out there for a few minutes, right? Little marketing scheme, little PR. But he wasn't a superstar. He was not leading you to a championship, okay? Kyrie was more of that player, but Kyrie couldn't do it alone. So what is his plans? He positioned everything on Anthony Davis. And here's where you're right. All of the people that said he should have done something at the trading deadline, tell me what he should have done, big boy. Look at the numbers, look at the cap, and tell me anything he would have done would have taken him out of the Anthony Davis sweepstakes. Thank you, Danny. He couldn't on purpose.
Jeez, you're really going
but
after
wait,
him.
But hold on.
You're giving him
an excuse. Danny might not take you off the
Bruce.
Christmas
okay,
list.
He's
hold on.
Battered.
But oh, go ahead. Keep going. This is getting good.
But he failed.
Ooh.
And he failed miserably.
Oh, miserably.
And that's what it comes down to. And the team is right back, as you pointed out, where they were 4 years ago because he failed. So he put all of the eggs in one basket. And don't give me this, the cute little backup. We get the cute little team with the backup. Let's see if Jason Tatum becomes a superstar. Not an all-star.
Glennie.
A superstar. That's what you need
yeah,
right
was
now.
It wasn't his fault.
Okay? It was his fault because he put everything into
was
one basket.
Was it his control?
Yeah, well, I can look at Masai Ujiri up in Toronto. Hold on. So he makes a deal, to me, that was riskier than what Danny Ainge did. So he took the face of his organization. You didn't. He took the face of his organization in DeMar DeRozan, a guy, by the way, who cried when he was traded. So DeMar DeRozan wanted to be a Raptor for life. They won 60 games the year before. They even blamed the coach who won the coach of the year. They fired his ass. They didn't need to go out and get this guy who had 1 year left on his contract, a guy, by the way, who wouldn't play the year before for maybe the greatest coach in the game, and a guy that when you got him said, I need to take Friday off. I need to take Tuesday off. Go look at the history this year. He took a lot of time off. It was a gigantic risk, and he's being hailed right now as a genius up in Toronto. And guess what? It worked for him. He's a genius. For Danny, it failed. He's the bum. The bum.
Yeah.
Okay. He lost.
Yeah, that is,
he screwed up.
So
it's factual, but is it his fault?
Well,
if you fail,
yes,
ultimately
maybe,
it is. It has to be.
He made the wrong decision. Yes, he was doing everything perfectly, and he put all his eggs in one basket for the wrong guy.
Correct.
Maybe that's what it is. Instead of identifying Anthony Davis, maybe you should have identified somebody else
and
put all his eggs in the wrong basket.
To me, the wrong guy was not Anthony Davis.
the wrong guy is Kyrie Irving.
Well, what was the pain in the Kyrie Irving trade? Well, how did you suffer in that trade? Because you got him for 2 years.
No. What, I'm just saying, you chose Kyrie Irving. What was that guy out in Cleveland? They call him Kyme. Remember the guy?
Kyme. Yeah, we should get him back on the horn.
He said, "Yeah, you guys will see Kyme." All I'm saying is that he was the, you know, Al Horford was the first free agent. Gordon Hayward, he got. Kyrie was the first star. The star was going to bring another star.
That's how it
I thought
works.
That was Al Horford.
No. Al Horford's
Al's a glue.
He's not a superstar.
Al's the glue.
He isn't?
That's
Al's
the little
I keep hearing how important
there's
he
the
is.
Little things.
Whatever.
He's so
Al's going to go and just going to go be average somewhere else.
No, but listen, he'll be the leading rebounder.
Kyrie's the star. But your star is not a team player. Your star is not bleeding green. Your star is not loving the city of Boston and recruiting his buddies. Your star is telling his superstar buddies, you don't want to come here. You don't want to, I'm out of here.
Me,
I don't want part of this place.
Myself and Kyrie Irving.
So okay, but you invested in a star that I think sabotaged the whole damn thing, to be quite frank.
You're doing
that's Kyrie Irving.
You're doing
and once again, I don't know, maybe he had information on him beforehand. Maybe he knew.
Okay, but you're doing the same thing a lot of people are doing.
In which
Danny Ainge was still working this hard a week and a half ago where he was sitting there defending Kyrie saying, you know, it's not all Kyrie's fault. It wasn't all Kyrie's fault. That's again revisionist history. We're going to blame everything on this thing blowing up because of Kyrie Irving.
Huge role in it.
Danny is the president of basketball operations, okay? He's got to monitor the situation. There's flexibility in how NBA players operate. And I'll give you an example of it. Everybody's talking about Anthony Davis and what his father said. And, you know, after the trading deadline went by, you know, he didn't want to come to Boston. You want to make a bet? He came out when somebody asked him the question. I believe it was at the All-Star game when somebody asked him the question about Boston being off his list. And he said, no, they're not. Boston's not off my list. Why? Because Anthony Davis had to reel Boston in again because he had to create leverage out there. He had to create a market for himself. Okay? That's a bunch of crap. But Danny Ainge's fault during the course of the year is you got to monitor your players. You got to find out where Kyrie's head is. And I know he went to the fan fest and said, if you have me, I'll be back. Then he did that commercial with his dad. He wants to see number 11 up in the rafters. Little did we know it was the Brooklyn Nets number 11 on the rafters out at the Barclays Center. But Danny's got to monitor all of that stuff.
Hold on.
If you put all of your eggs in one basket, you better be sure you can pull it off. Because if you don't, Lou, you fail, and you fail miserably.
Well,
I love the guy. I think he's terrific at what he does. He failed in this deal.
He got played. Kyrie Irving
by who?
Played him. Kyrie Irving
by everybody.
Played him.
No, Anthony Davis
played him.
They
convinced him. What do you mean, Anthony Davis? You don't think he was flirting with the situation? Here's my question. At what point in time did Danny realize, oh, crap? When?
But see, Danny,
at the All-Star game?
But you think Danny?
When LeBron James was picking Anthony Davis and kind of chuckling as he was doing it?
But when you talk about Anthony Davis, you think he had a wink-wink with Anthony Davis? Not do with Anthony Davis. He might have had a wink-wink with the GM down there because he knew exactly what he wanted and what he was going to give up. So he knew he was the only person he could talk to anyway. But he knew he had the assets to acquire the player. The only problem is he didn't realize that the player had no intention of coming. Or playing for you.
Again, that's what I say. When did he realize that regardless of who was running the Pelicans, that Anthony Davis was not going to play nice?
Probably until it's too late.
I think it was an All-Star game.
Maybe it was.
You realize LeBron James had a bigger plan and Clutch Sports had just kind of pulled one over on you.
Well, it was probably after the trade deadline.
They caught you sleeping.
And we'll get into more of it. We'll get into what exactly happened with this whole Al Horford situation because he's now gonzo. He may get a 4-year deal for over $100 million. We'll get into
They'll go sign an above average
player. And we'll get into what do the Celtics do now. There are certain things they can do and certain things, unfortunately, they can't. So we'll get into all of that as well. Alex Cora will join us at 2:30 after a 17-inning game in which they lost 4-3 last night in Minnesota. All of that and a lot more right here on OMF.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier, but mostly Ordway.
Ain't nobody even talking to you.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Mr. Danny Ainge, enough's enough. We respect Danny Ainge. We respect the job that he has done. It is undeniable. But it's also time that we highlight what he hasn't been able to do. He was reluctant, highly reluctant to pull a trigger and to get a deal. He had the assets. He could have gotten a big-time player. Over the last, how many years has it been? Tell me when a championship has been won without a star. Danny Ainge has not pulled the trigger.
See, that's Stephen A., and he's wrong there because...
Well, Stephen A.'s got to give me an example.
Right. He doesn't have one. He just throws the crap against the wall.
Kind of like Don Cherry not finishing the sentence. Yeah. Danny Ainge has had enough assets
very
to
similar.
Go out. And he hasn't picked one. To go and get who?
Right. No idea. All right, let's go.
Who did you want him to go get?
Well,
did
maybe
you want him to go get Kawhi, Paul George?
Yeah, maybe he could have done the Kawhi
Jimmy
deal.
Jimmy Butler?
Maybe he could have done either one of those deals. But I think what he said in his mind, and Kyrie had an awful lot to do with this because AD is one of his best friends. He wanted Anthony Davis. So Danny had to appease Kyrie as well. Right? That's one of your superstars. This is how it works in the NBA. The players control it. They go play in the playground they want to play with the players they want to be with. That's what he wanted. And that's what Danny bought into. And unfortunately, it blew up on him. And he loses in all of this. Now, Jalen Rose we have that cut as well. Rose is talking more about this.
I think he held too long. You can't top what they did without Gordon Hayward, who's coming off a major injury, and then you add an all-NBA player in Kyrie, who's thrust into a leadership role that has already won a championship, that's not committed to you long-term. You know you're going to keep Brad. Al Horford is their most important player over the last couple of years. Second in points, first in rebounds, first in assists, first in blocks on their team. So now you lose him as well. You're going to lose Morris probably up front. So it's going to be a new-look Celtics team that should get younger.
So here's the thing. So everyone keeps talking about, that he held on too long. I don't think he necessarily held on too long. He just held on to the wrong person, the wrong scenario. He should have picked a different scenario. This one didn't work out, and it's his fault for picking it. So maybe he should have, because it didn't work. Obviously, it didn't work. So nobody wants to be critical of Danny Ainge. That's, to me, that's just mind-boggling. It's almost like, well, listen, he did everything right. He played fair. He did it the right way. He made the right moves at the right time. He had everything set up. But you know what? He tripped right before the finish line because someone tripped him. Because Anthony Davis played him. Clutch Sports played him. And Kyrie Irving played him.
We should just say just that Kyrie him, ruined their play.
Was just stringing him along until they realized, when it was a better person came along.
My only thing is, it's not about, I don't want to criticize Danny. I have no problem criticizing Danny Ainge. The sport that he is the general manager and player personnel in, to me, is you don't have any power as a GM.
So that's the excuse?
No, I'm saying it's not, I don't know if it's an excuse. I think it's more reality. Yeah. No, if Dave Dombrowski is sitting there and he goes into free agency and says, I want Mike Trout. I'm going to offer Mike Trout 12 years, $450 million. Mike Trout's going to say, okay. Imagine going into free agency in baseball or something and saying, okay, we want to add this pitcher, this pitcher, this pitcher, this player. We need a third baseman. He's a perfect fit. And then your assistant GM says, yeah, but you know what? He's already come out and said he doesn't want to play in Boston. So that guy, I know we can get him and he make our team complete, but he said he wants to go out and play with the Angels.
Okay,
so what about this guy? Let's go and get this. No, actually, you know what? He actually has already come out, too. His buddy has placed for the Rangers. So he wants to go, and you know what? He's got this advertising agency. They're out of Texas as well.
Evaluating.
So and you're sitting there going, all right, I can put this team together, but all the players that I want to spend and do, I opened it all up. They want to make movies in other cities. Okay. They want to go live in their own house. They want to go to L.A. They want to go play with their buddies. Like, how the hell do you work like that?
But evaluating the personalities is part of the job, and you can't praise him for the last 7 years for all the deals that he's done and all the moves that he's made that have actually looked like they were pretty good for convincing Al Horford, for getting Jaylen Brown, for getting Jason Tatum, for trading Kyrie Irving, for all the moves he's made. We can't praise him for working in that arena under these circumstances and then say, well, the personalities are a little too kooky. I can't deal with these personalities. I mean, that's part of it. So, yeah, you know, you get that guy, that Easterby guy that was the character coach guy. Get him, hire him, Chaplin. And this never would have happened.
Right.
I mean, it's
Those are the conditions of the game, and I get it.
More so than ever.
Of course, the players control the game.
So what control do you have?
It's out of control.
Creating a good situation for yourself with assets, which is what he's done.
You don't. And by the way, all of these guys that are saying this now, the Stephen A. Smiths and the Jalen Rose, none of them were saying this over the last year. Matter of fact, I can go back and look it up if you want. Messiah Jury makes this deal. He takes a gamble. He deals DeRozan, who is an all-star player with years left, and a guy that wanted to stay in Toronto and be a lifer there. Love the city. He guessed right. That's a huge gamble.
He guessed right.
Right. And by the way, he was criticized at the time. Danny wasn't giving up anything at the time. Okay? He really wasn't when he was making these deals. But it turned out for a jury that it worked out right. Now, it could be that Kawhi announces tomorrow he's going to the Clippers.
Yeah.
And so what happens then? But he had a 60-win team already in that position. People were criticizing him. They weren't criticizing Danny. But Danny's the loser in this.
No, I know.
The jury's the winner.
I think
Danny's
he's a loser. It's because he sort of, it was like online dating. It was like he saw this like
catfish?
Smoking hot chick catfish. Out. Saw this smoking hot chick out in Cleveland.
Good one. I like
some
that.
Some fat guy.
No, he did. He got catfished.
Yeah.
He saw this girl out in Cleveland and was like, man, she is hot.
Yep.
No, and it was Kyrie Irving. And then after spending a couple of gears with him, realized she's like batshit crazy. Okay? That's what happened.
He's using his own audio clips.
Well, that's what I mean.
I can't say it, so I'd rather use the one I did before, and then we realized she's like batshit crazy.
You have to be careful.
You ever been in a relationship where you're dating somebody, and you know they're saying all the right things, but you really know they're not in love with you, and they're really just stringing you along.
No, it's never happened to me before, Christian.
I know it happened. No, I mean, I know it's happened to you.
I'll tell you the worst part.
But then once you realize, once they finally leave you, then you sit there and you start evaluating everything they've said in the past, and you sit there and go, why the hell couldn't I see it?
But this is the worst part.
Why?
The worst part for Danny the last 2 years, the sex wasn't even good.
That's a good point. And if there was any sex.
There wasn't even good.
There wasn't any sex.
And then she shut you off.
Yeah.
And then she ghosted you.
Yeah, I had sex with
you. You never saw her again.
You're like,
that's what it feels
like. Wow, I got completely screwed in this thing. Right?
You tell your friends, hey, I introduced you to my mom.
See, the problem I think we're having, and the problem you may be having, Lou.
Danger sex.
Is I think we would all do the exact same thing that Danny did going into this. We all thought Kyrie was pretty good, right? Do you remember when it happened? There were people in this town that were just writing off Isaiah Thomas. Screw him, he's gone. They loved him when he was here, and now he's out the back door. See you later. Goodbye. We got our new pet rock. And I think most people looked at it and said, yeah, if you get Anthony Davis, I certainly was one of them.
But Glenn.
But I wasn't the person making the deals. Danny was.
Glenn.
And it didn't work. It failed miserably.
But there were still, everyone was praising the moves that he was making. He's like, ooh, okay, good move. All right, nice. Safe move. Okay, good. Ooh, man, I didn't see that coming. Great job. But there were always a bunch of ifs attached to every single move. If Kyrie Irving would stay. If they could get Anthony Davis. There are tons of ifs. None of them worked out.
All right, we'll get to all of this. We'll get to Al Horford because the question still remains out there. What if he doesn't go to a contender? What if he ends up going to some stiff team?
Al's going to the Clippers for a four-year deal. He's going to be a Clipper with
the Kawhi plan. What if that happens? What does that tell you about his feeling towards the Celtics organization? And we'll give you some outs. What do the Celtics do for now? We'll do all of that coming up right after we sit down and talk with Alex Cora.
What's going on?
Great, Alex. Hey, how are you? Long night, huh? Up until 2 a.m. We'll do it next.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We're back with more Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
All around now, the vibe is different. I tell you that right now. There's no more searching. You feel it. You come to a ballpark every day now, and it feels like last year. We're finding ways to beat teams, you know, but we got to a point there, we were searching for, mechanics and swing, whatever, and now it's different. Now it's just a matter of put everything together.
was Alex Cora before last night's game. If you did not stay up for last night's game, any of you guys stay up for last night's game?
No.
I did. I woke up in the morning to go hit the gym, and it was still going.
5 hours, 45 minutes.
It's like, wow, is this
seventh inning game?
Is this Nesson in two?
Ryan, what were you doing, man? You stayed up for the entire game?
Yeah, it's amazing because I think, Christian, you saw this tweet. Dave O'Brien, around the 17th inning, had a question for the fans, and at this point, I actually felt like he was talking to me directly.
Every other game in baseball, including those from the West Coast, is over. You know, if you're up at this hour and you're watching a ball game back home, I realize it's almost 2 o'clock in the morning on the East Coast. If you get a minute in the next few days, drop Jerry and I a note. Let us know exactly why you're up at this hour.
That's a good question.
What are you doing? The 2-1 and a little pop-up down the line that'll make the stands.
Well, the thing about it is the Sox in 2 is already over.
That's right.
Good line.
It's been amazing. But in all seriousness, I'd love to know what you're doing. Might be working a later shift or a young mom or dad with a little one. Could be a lot of different things.
And I have none of those.
And then
things.
He said, let's get weird.
Trust me.
So wait, what were you doing? What were you doing?
I had my laptop
what
open.
What website were you on?
I was streaming the game. And I can't tell you what website I was on because it's an FCC violation. And I was sitting there questioning, where did I go wrong in life? Maybe if I tried a little harder, I wouldn't have to watch a baseball game because I know the three of you were definitely not watching.
So we keep on talking about baseball.
How are they going to fit that entire game in 2 hours, though? Like, it's if Nesson in 2, Red Sox in 2.
Because you'll watch
that's
it.
That's my go-to.
You'll watch it.
How many guys are they going to skip?
Show like the first inning. The next thing you know, you look up and say, seven.
Yeah, okay, wow, that's what it is. The other night, they skipped from the bottom of the eighth to the ninth.
It's actually not a bad pace. I mean, basically two games.
I just hope they don't.
All games should be like that. All games should be like that.
Just happen to go 17.
I just hope they don't edit out Casey's apology. I want to make sure we get that.
Oh, poor thing.
We'll get to that.
Poor thing.
Nervous.
Alex Cora, brought to you by Arbella Insurance and Cumberland Farms.
You like this one.
The official coffee of the Red Sox Radio Network. You're not doing this, are you?
Come on.
This is our music. This is our music director, Alex.
Songs
based on
what went on the
night
before.
Long.
Yes, and I know it's an old reference, but it's the best I could do, Alex.
Yeah,
Lionel Richie all night long. That's all I got for you. That's it. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm old. I mean, we're the same age anyway. So what do you want?
Lionel Richie
all night long.
Did you get any sleep last night?
Yes, I did actually.
Wow.
Back at 1:30 and got up at 10, workout, breakfast, walk around, and ready to roll.
Wow, how about that? Impressive. All right, let me start with David Price. 5 innings, 73 pitches. Looked pretty good last night. His previous start, 1 1/3, 49 pitches. I watched, not last night, I watched the post game this morning with you and with Price and others. And Price was asked the question, physically, how does he feel? And he said, I'm feeling all right. He didn't say he was feeling great. I'm feeling all right. So why only 5 innings last night, Alex?
Yeah, I mean, he was coming from that short one, and obviously he was coming out of the IL. And we recognize that this is our next 2 weeks are kind of like weird, you know, for club. So it's not that we're resetting stuff, but we're going to take advantage of certain days and take care of guys, obviously. And this is a guy that is very important for us, obviously. You know, there were a lot of innings when he came back. Then he had the short one in Houston, the short one at home. So 5 innings yesterday was like kind of like mapped out. And, you know, he did a good job. And now probably he's going to start on Tuesday against the White Sox. And then he'll start after we come from London. So it's something that we talk about it before the season, where we add with the off days and all that stuff that is coming, you know, that these guys have a lot of innings in their arm, and we have to get them ready for the second part of the season.
All right, so it's kind of unusual because I've seen you do this before early in the season. You're ramping a guy up, but you're a good deal into the season. So you're saying there is no physical issue because the way he answered the question after the game, it was almost like, you know, I feel all right, like there was something wrong with him, but nothing really serious. You're saying there's no issue.
Yeah, no, you ask Chris Sale, and he'll say he's all right, and Porcello. That's the grind of the season. That's how it is, and you know, there's nothing going on. So we'll take care of those guys, and they'll be ready.
So, Alex, you guys won 6 straight there, and to me, I looked at that Baltimore series in particular and saw the add-ons there late, right? 4-2 game, 7-2, extra inning game, 4-3, 8-3, and last night it's kind of back to where it was a couple weeks back, right? 1-13 scoring position, a lot of opportunities. Is that Has that been a big difference for you in this last week when you're playing better? Is actually you're swinging it better and adding on?
I think so. You know, that's something that you have to do as a team. You know, put teams away. And for a while there, we didn't do it. Yesterday, we had a lot of chances. We had the left guy on it, I think, six or seven times. We didn't score. We had second and third. We won out. We didn't score. We didn't put them in play in certain situations, and you see the result. But overall, since that Texas game, the third game against Texas, I think it was, you know, the at-bats have been better with men in scoring position. We put in the ball in play. Obviously, we're driving the ball out of the ballpark, which is very important. But yesterday, that wasn't the case.
So, Alex, this is purely a selfish question because
most of yours are.
Here's the thing. Like, listen, I know, you know, baseball players are tough and all, but, you know, when a game goes that long, it's just a little ridiculous. So, you know, how do you feel about, you know, changing the rules? Because I know this has been an issue with Rob Manfred, and I know we're going to talk about it today. I'm like, actually, like, capping it. Listen, you can't go any more than 12 innings, or at the 12th inning, do something where it forces the game to end quicker than it would if you go 18 innings. I mean, is that, are you just a purist and you don't want to see the game change? Are you open to these other ideas?
I mean, I think it will never change, honestly. It's going to stay the same way. But I was part of the WBC in 2017, and we had a game against the Netherlands. And in the 10th inning, I think it was, you put men at second and you put the men at second to start the inning. And that's like the most exciting thing ever, because with one pitch, it changes the game. It was unreal. You know, in the beginning, I was against it. But then when you're part of it, it's like, wow, this is crazy. You know, it's first and second, no outs. I'm sorry. They put runners at first and second, no outs. And then you got to actually, you know, make a decision how you're gonna manage the game. Because, okay, Lou, I'll ask you something. So first and second, no outs in the 11th inning. They bunt the guy over. Boom. Second and third, one out. Where you play the infield there?
You've been
in that
playing
game, 11th inning. No, time out, because I put it on you.
Okay.
Second and third, one out.
Tie game.
You know you're going to hit. Wow. Regardless, you know? And you're going to have first and second no outs to start the next inning. How you play the infield? You play back, you're playing in.
I just have a problem playing the infield in second and third. I just always have. Man on third, one out.
Situation. So what are you doing?
I'm playing back. I'm going to score next inning.
Playing back.
Well, where are we? Who's pitching? Where am I in the order? I mean, a lot of those things.
That's what comes into play with that type of that's what comes into play with that type of rules.
Yeah.
Like, do you bunt him over? Do you walk the next guy? Do you pitch? I mean, it was unreal, and it went actually more. I think it was 13 innings, and it was amazing. You know, but I don't think that's going to be the case in the big leagues. But it's something they're doing in the minor leagues, and obviously, with the pitching and the rosters that they have down there, it's working. But to do it at this level, it's gonna take. If it happens, it's gonna take a while.
See, I think by hearing you say that, and then you talk about how exciting it is, and how cool it is, and how difficult it is to kind of figure out how to do things. That to me is where we should be going. But then on the other hand, I sit there and go, "Oh, wow, you don't even think it's gonna happen." So we shouldn't even talk about it, because it just, the inability to change the rules for the benefit mm-hmm. of the fans is just weird to me.
Yeah. There's a lot of things that they're trying in the minor league level. And obviously, there's people in MLB that are, they're talking about all this stuff. Ownership is talking about it. And, there might be changes in the upcoming, next year or in 2 years and all of that. But I think as of now, that one, I don't see it happening.
I think it might have to happen, though, Alex. And the biggest resistance you get is from the people in baseball, like the pitch clock, with a lot of pitchers who like to have control of that clock. But when it comes to this, there were no fans there at the end. Nobody was watching it on TV. And more importantly, mm-hmm. you went through nine pitchers. So, and the other team went through nine. And it's not like you've got a lot of days off here. I don't know how it helps the game during 162 games. Now, obviously, you can't do it in the postseason. Postseason, we got to play until we get an outcome, right? I get that. Mm. But during the regular season, 162 games doesn't affect a baseball team when you get, and you've had two of these games now that have gone extra innings in the last week.
Tell me about it. It's for how funny it is to manage at the big league level, there are certain days that, it's tough, and that's part of the job, and try to find who's going to get you out, how are we going to do this, you know, how are we going to find a way with a limited pitcher staff to get 27 outs and then finish with the W, and then all of a sudden, boom, you know, you play whatever, you know, 17 innings, and then you have to think about today, and then you got the off day tomorrow, but you got a game on Friday. It's cool, but it's not cool. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, so, Alex, the last couple of weeks, I felt like, you know, Nate, of all these questions come up, and I saw Dave talk about how the fifth starter is very important. I know you guys have had a hold there for a while. But the other thing, too, is with the history that he's had or what he's going through right now, wouldn't it actually be harder on him physically to maybe try to get up three times in 5 days, pitch out of the bullpen, rather than just knowing he pitches once every 5 days? Is it easier for guys to start in that situation than it is in the bullpen?
No, I mean, it's one of those that everybody's talking about it, obviously, and we do feel he's a starter. And it's kind of like the Stephen Wright thing. You know, is it better for him to go six innings and come back in 5 days, or if it's better for his knee to go two innings today and two innings in 2 days from now, you know? And I think our medical staff, they're doing an outstanding job the last 2 years since I've been here to recognize how are we going to utilize players. As of now, you know, it's hopefully today is the third day he played catch, and we move from there. But whenever we have to make a decision, obviously everybody's going to be involved, and it's going to be, first of all, benefit for the player because he's very important. And then, of course, if he's okay with it, it's going to benefit us.
All right, 17th inning, Rosario tries to bunt. You apparently thought that he left with 1 foot completely out of the batter's box. He ends up doubling, and we know what happened from that point on. You were pissed, and then you were pissed at the end of the game. Were your crew giving you information off of a video telling you that the foot was out? Because when we looked at the replay later, obviously he had the heel of the foot was still in the batter's box. I thought you were going to pull a Manny Machado on that umpiring crew last night.
I'm not going to pull a Manny Machado. But, you know, like I said, you know, after the fact, after the inning, you know, you're involved. And when you see Eddie trying to bunt, we've seen video before of you know, him stepping out of the box. So, you know, he's done it twice this season, and one of them was a base hit, the other one was a foul ball. So we were prepared for whenever Eddie bunted, we were gonna jump right away and then let the umpire know that he was out of the box. It happened that he wasn't. You know, I saw the replay after the game. You know, I grabbed the phone, called the umpire, say, "My fault, man. Sorry to show you up like that." You know, we move on, and then you apologize in front of the media, and you're accountable. You know, it was my mistake that I reacted that way.
Alex, real quick, where are you guys with Steve Pierce? When do you expect him back?
Yesterday, they didn't play yesterday, so he's playing today. Hopefully, he'll play tomorrow. He gets some at-bats, and, you know, if we have to make a decision, you know, we'll talk to him. But, you know, he still needs his at-bats. He hasn't played in a while. So, I don't know if he's going to be this weekend or for the White Sox series, but I think he's getting close. You know, he's moving around well. He's doing everything as far as, like, baseball activities. The only thing is that he hasn't got so many repetitions on the field.
Time for the Cumberland Farms question of the week for Alex. The question submitted by Dean Cohen of Brookline, Massachusetts. With the All-Star Game fast approaching, which player or players on this year's Red Sox team is most deserving to get the nod to be on this year's All-Star team? Thank you and good luck this season. He doesn't include that you're going to have to leave people out of this. So go ahead.
No, I think, I don't know if I can talk about it. Nobody has said that I cannot, you know, but just looking at the voting, and it's a lot different. Very surprised that Xander is sixth. Very surprised that Rafi is, what, fourth or fifth? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, those two guys have been amazing. They've been great, and especially Xander. I think Xander, you know, with Correa, Hurd, and Lindor, he didn't start the season playing, and you look at the numbers, I think Xander is deserved to be in the All-Star game.
I already hate the system already where they're going to limit it down to three, and then everybody's going to vote for the three. But you're right. Suppose Bogarts, who deserves to be there, look at his numbers, it ends up sixth, and he's not in your top three, and he deserves to start?
They both do.
I mean, it makes no sense at all. There's the Cumberland Farms question of the week, brought to you by Cumberland Farms Farmhouse Blend Iced Coffee. Go to weei.com/manager to submit your question for us to ask Alex Kaur every Wednesday. So you get guys on first and second. You bunt them down, second and third. You got one out. And what I do is I walk that guy, load the bases up, because we're playing that extra innings now, 10th inning. I play my infield back. And my guy gets a perfect double play, and I'm out of the freaking inning, and we move on. Simple. Why couldn't you answer it,
Lou? And then you got first and second the next inning. You bunt him over?
Yeah, your job's easy. Come on, please. Anybody can do yours.
I'll see you guys next week.
All right, Alex, have a good one. Alex Kaur right here on OMF.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.